Last week, we talked about the Holy Spirit and how He comes to live inside us when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Remember, before Jesus ascended, He told the disciples that He would send them a helper. This week, we'll talk about living under the Holy Spirit's control and discover ways that the Holy Spirit will be our helper. So let's read in Galatians 5:16-17. It says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do." So in verse 17, what does this verse say that are two conflicting natures that we have? And it says that it's the flesh and the Spirit. And we know that our flesh and our spirit, or the Spirit of God, is in constant turmoil back and forth. They fight against each other. In verse 16, who does God's word say should control our lives? It's the Spirit. So we should not give in to the flesh. We should always turn to the Spirit and let the Spirit guide us. So if we allow the Holy Spirit to control our lives, who does the Holy Spirit glorify? So if we've accepted Christ and we have the Holy Spirit living in us, we should do what the Holy Spirit does, because He's living inside of us. We should let Him control things in our lives. So who does the Holy Spirit glorify? In John 16:13-14, it says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatsoever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify Me," He will glorify Jesus, "for He will take what is Mine and declare to you." So the Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. Therefore, if the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, we should be glorifying Jesus in everything that we do. So if we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us, everything about us should be glorifying Jesus. One of the things that we can do to glorify Jesus is to read and study His Word. Read with me in Ephesians 6:16-17. "In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." So what is the sword of the Spirit? It's the Word of God. What effects does the Word of God have in us, in believers? Let's look at Hebrews 4:12. "For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." The Word of God divides the soul and spirit, and the Word of God discerns the thoughts and intentions of our hearts. So that's the effects that it should have, that the Word of God should have on us as believers. It should divide the soul and the spirit, and the Word of God helps us and discerns our thoughts and intentions, the intentions of our hearts. He will lead us and guide us and change where changes need to be made, and in order that we glorify Jesus. In Romans 8:26, it tells us one of the ways the Holy Spirit helps us. Because remember that Jesus told the disciples He would send a helper. So the Holy Spirit is our helper. Let's read Romans 8:26. "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words." So how does the Holy Spirit help us? He intercedes and He prays for us when we don't know how to pray. Does this mean that we don't pray because the Spirit has our back? Absolutely not. This means that when we have the desire to pray, but we don't have words, maybe because we're distraught or heartbroken or confused, but we're so into that that we don't have the words to say, that the Holy Spirit knows our heart and He steps in the gap for us and He prays. That is an incredible gift right there. Have you ever had that experience where you were so distraught or sad, brokenhearted, confused, and you just wanted to pray and you wanted God's help, but you just didn't know what to say and what to ask for? Well, fear no more, because the Holy Spirit was sent as your helper and my helper for those times when He knows our hearts, He knows our minds, He knows how we are hurting and what we desire. He knows the desires of our hearts, and He stands in that gap for us. Next week, we will continue this talk on living under the control of the Holy Spirit. In the meantime, I pray that you will lean on the Holy Spirit. You will allow Him to guide you and direct you. That you will allow Him to discern your thoughts, and that you will allow Him to stand in the gap for you when needed. But I pray that you will glorify Jesus in everything that you do, and that this Christmas, that you will have the merriest Christmas ever.